If it has taken you an annoyingly long time to learn that perfection isn't a healthy goal and getting help isn't a sign of a character flaw, then you might empathize with Dika's journey in Butter, a novel of food and murder by Asako Yuzuki. I'm Gia Shevis with this week's installment of Likely Stories. Dika Machido is a journalist just going through the motions of day-to-day living, pursuing her career without seeming to take much joy in it. She understands what she is supposed to do, excel, look like, thin, and become the ideal wife. While she's not particularly interested in the last two, she feels guilty about her lack of interest. Dika receives praise for how she excels at work, but she cannot feel satisfaction with her accomplishments because they are not enough. They will never be enough. And she's noticed that even women who objectively have enough are also unsatisfied, or at the very least, are always terrified of losing something by demanding too much for themselves. It is amid this malaise that she begins to interview an accused serial killer, Manako Kajii, blamed for killing multiple lovers after winning their hearts with her cooking. Kajii has zero qualms about demanding more for herself, more love, more attention, more space, and claims there are only two things she cannot tolerate, feminists and margarine. Then there is Dika's best friend, Deko, who is making more of an effort to accomplish what Dika has not, but only by stepping away from her career. Kajii and Deko become the two voices in Dika's ears, one on each shoulder trying to influence how she sees herself in the world. The vibe is a mashup of Silence of the Lambs and Martha Stewart, with an overlay of Virginia Woolf and then soaked in and transformed by Japanese culture. I definitely wanted to shake Dika from time to time. Get it together, woman. But I, too, found myself drawn in by Kajii's charms. It was a bit of a roller coaster. I cheered for Dika as she grew to appreciate and respect herself and grew frustrated when Deko seemed to just not get it. I thoroughly appreciated Kajii's advice to stop caring so much about what other people think and to listen to your heart and body, especially when it comes to the food you eat and the space you are allowed to take up in the world. For someone who dislikes feminists, her advice and critique of the patriarchy would fit right in with Gloria Steinem, although it is a bit disquieting to think, hey, that serial killer makes some solid points. I thoroughly enjoyed the slow reveal of the underlying characters of Dika, Kajii, and Deko, none quite as they first appeared, and ultimately creating a very interesting friendship triangle. I sometimes struggled with the pacing and phrasing of the dialogue because of my inexperience with Japanese literature, or even anime and manga, and I wouldn't recommend reading it while hungry unless you have time to cook something delicious. But I found, if you'll forgive me, a lot of food for thought in the conversations and ruminations of these women. I suspect I will be thinking about Butter for a long while.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.